From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New York Congressman Anthony Weiner has admitted that his repeated denials that he had sent a lewd picture of himself to a college student were all lies. NPR's Margo Adler reports Weiner has also confessed to having inappropriate online exchanges with half a dozen women, some since he's been married.
Breaking down into tears several times, Congressman Weiner called his actions just plain wrong, hurtful, and destructive.
I'm deeply sorry for the pain this has caused my wife, Huma, and our family. And my constituents, my friends, supporters, and staff.
He said he had lied out of panic, that he would not resign, that he had not used government funds or computers, had not violated his oath of office or the Constitution. Meanwhile, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi called for an ethics investigation to make sure no official resources were used or congressional violations occurred. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
President Obama says he's confident he can work with House Speaker John Boehner to find common ground on deficit reduction and on action to raise the nation's debt ceiling.
I'm absolutely convinced we can solve it. It's going to require compromises on both sides.
The president, in an interview on Hearst Television, he says he hopes to talk about economic issues with Boehner during an upcoming golf outing. A new Washington Post ABC News poll shows the boost in public approval of the president after the killing of Osama bin Laden has dissipated as Americans turn their focus to the economy. About 6 in 10 of those surveyed give Mr. Obama negative marks on handling the economy and the federal deficit. In matchups with possible GOP opponents in next year's election, the poll shows the president in a dead heat with former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. The president meets with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House this morning. NPR's Ari Shapiro says the two leaders will be discussing a range of issues during a visit that will end with a formal dinner in Merkel's honor at the White House tonight.
The White House is decked out with American and German flags for the day. The schedule is laid out just like a state visit, but it has a different name since Angela Merkel is head of Germany's government, not head of state. A formal welcome ceremony on the White House South Lawn begins this morning with a 19-gun salute. The leaders will hold a joint press conference, and the day ends with a formal state dinner. Merkel is the first European leader to receive this honor from President Obama. He has hosted state dinners for India, Mexico, and China. Germany has supported the U.S. effort in Afghanistan, but refused to participate in the military actions in Libya. The two leaders may also discuss Europe's debt crisis and the Mideast. It's unfortunate timing for Merkel, whose country is right now in the middle of a deadly E. coli outbreak. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Crews of volunteers are piling sandbags on a faltering levee protecting the city of Hamburg, Iowa, from the oncoming floodwaters of the Missouri River. Teresa Woodward says she hopes the effort will protect homes and businesses.
We're just filling all the sandbags for them to take down and reinforce wherever it's needed. We've had the last 3 days anywhere from 70 to 125 people here working continuously.
This is NPR News from Washington. New fighting and shelling by tanks in Yemen have left at least 15 people dead. The country's president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, remains in Saudi Arabia, where he's being treated for shrapnel wounds he suffered last week when the presidential palace was attacked. He's determined to return to the country. He's ruled for 3 decades now, but Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. wants a peaceful and orderly transition of power in Yemen. An immigration hit list designed to trigger deportations in Utah has resulted in criminal charges against two former state employees. NPR's Howard Berkus reports both are pleading guilty to using confidential government files to build that list.
Neither Leah Carson nor Teresa Bassett admits to sending to reporters and police the list of 1,300 people characterized as illegal immigrants, along with a demand they be reported. The list included Social Security numbers and birth dates gleaned from files at Utah's Department of Workforce Services. Carson apologized for what she called her really stupid actions. She admitted supplying some of the information to Bassett, who continued to assert her innocence in court, even while pleading guilty to computer crimes as part of a plea bargain. Both were placed on probation. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
A huge wildfire burning out of control in the mountains of eastern Arizona has now spread over 360 square miles, and it's still growing, raging out of control. Winds with gusts above 60 miles an hour have blown heavy smoke from the fire into the town of Greer, which has been evacuated. Roughly 2,500 firefighters, many from several western states and as far away as New York State, are working to contain the fire and another burning in another part of Arizona. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.